Delay in selection of New York downtown casino licenses could become reality. The timeline for awarding three downstate casino licenses in New York may be extended into next year, according to Senator Joseph Addabbo. The legislator, who supported the state's 2013 casino legislation, has acknowledged the possibility that the process could take longer than originally anticipated, despite years of planning and preparation to bring new land-based casino projects to the New York City region. There are currently 8 bidders competing for 3 licenses, and the New York State Gaming Facility Board has been overseeing the process. The board had set December 1 as the date for announcing its selections, with the expectation that successful applicants would pay a $500 million licensing fee by the end of the year. However, Senator Addabbo has indicated that the final decision may not align with that timeline, leaving bidders, community groups, and lawmakers waiting longer for clarity. Senator Addabbo emphasized that New York is losing significant revenue opportunities as delays continue. He noted that the state is currently generating $2.6 billion in gaming revenue but losing an estimated $1 billion annually to neighboring states and offshore operators. He argued that residents already travel to jurisdictions such as New Jersey and Connecticut to place bets, particularly on prop wagers that New York does not allow, including markets tied to awards such as the Super Bowl MVP or Heisman Trophy winner. These limitations, combined with delays in casino licensing, have put the state at a disadvantage in the rapidly expanding U.S. gaming market. In addition to the casino licensing process, Senator Addabbo has pressed for updates to New York's sports betting framework. Current law restricts operators from offering wagers on outcomes decided by human voters, which has led to an uneven competitive landscape. He has called for reforms when the legislature reconvenes in January 2026 to align New York with other states and prevent further outflow of betting activity and tax revenue. No guarantee of license approval. The path to securing one of the 3 downstate licenses is complex. Each bidder must present to the Community Advisory Committee, which has until September 30 to submit its recommendations to the Gaming Facility Board. Applicants are also required to hold 2 public hearings in their proposed communities. These sessions have already drawn significant interest, with one Coney Island hearing lasting nearly 4 hours due to the volume of speakers who wished to share their views. The competitive field includes several high-profile proposals. Caesars, in partnership with SL Green and Roc Nation, has advanced a $5.4 billion Times Square project that includes a commitment to contribute $15 million toward the creation of a Museum of Civil Rights in Manhattan. This bid is one of 3 proposals targeting Manhattan, alongside the Avenir on the far west side and Freedom Plaza on the east side. Other major contenders include the Coney in Brooklyn, backed by Thor Equities, the Chickasaw Nation, and Saratoga Casino Holdings, Metropolitan Park, a redevelopment plan for land near City Field in Queens, an expansion of Resorts World in Queens, Bally's Bronx proposal at the former Trump Golf Links, and an expansion of MGM Empire City in Yonkers. Senator Addabbo has stressed that New York must keep pace with competing states that are modernizing their gaming frameworks or risk continued revenue losses. He views the eventual awarding of the downstate licenses as central to that effort, while acknowledging that the state is unlikely to resolve the matter until early next year.